Pride of Toronto, 103.9 Proud FM, the sexy Ed Salvato, our travel expert, you gorgeous creature. How are you today? Long time no talkie.
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We're just gearing up for Gay Pride. Will you be making an entrance or an appearance for Pride this year?
Oh, no. I wish I were.
Oh, bitch.
Bummer.
Bummer, bitch.
Where are you going to be instead?
That I think this week is it this weekend because it's New York Pride this weekend as well.
Right, we are the following weekend.
Oh, right. Okay, right. I will be in. I'll be actually in Philadelphia for a big event down there.
All right. That's fine. So, where are you taking us this week, baby doll?
This week is Provincetown.
Ooh, very gay friendly.
Center of the gays.
Incredibly gay friendly. Of course, like I always say, it's like the picture perfect place to have a gay honeymoon because, you know, same-sex marriage is legal, of course, in Canada, but it's illegal in Massachusetts and it's been legal there for like 7 years now. But a lot of people get married there and it's a perfect place to have a honeymoon.
What is it about it that makes it so good for honeymoons? Is it you never think romantic Massachusetts?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. That's actually, there's a lot of romantic spots in Massachusetts. Western Massachusetts has some great spots. Northampton, for lesbians in particular. Boston's a great place to actually get married. There's a lot of charming, beautiful churches and lots of facility halls. But P-Town has the nature, so it's very beautiful. You get married on the beach or do a barbecue as one of the events during the weekend. But it also has a lot of beautiful gay guest houses, and you can rent out an entire guest house for, you know, romantic, lovely guest house for all your guests if you have a relatively small wedding. It's actually perfect for the right size wedding.
Well, when are we getting married?
Oh, are you asking? Are you proposing right now?
I'm on one knee.
Oh my God! Yes, I will.
He's usually on
Yay!
Both knees. So
we're
you
going
should...
to Provincetown. We're getting married.
Married finally. We're going to go to P-Town together for a very good reason.
Now, is it expensive down there?
It can be, yeah. July and August are particularly expensive. They have all sorts of minimums. You know, these folks run these fabulous guest houses, and they kind of have to make most of their money in 2 months, July and August. But if you have the budget, great. If you don't, you know, shoulder season is great, and that includes June and September, which can be incredible times to go. The most popular times to go are July 4th for the boys, you know, particularly guys from, you know, Toronto, L.A., you know, New York, the big kind of big cities in the east and west, they come for July 4th. That's huge for men. For women, it's Girl Splash, which is July 20th through the 24th, girl-splash.com. And everyone comes for Carnival. That's really the biggest, most fun weekend, and it's August 14th through the 19th, and you can find information on that on www.ptown.org.
Thank you, Mr. Ed Salvato. I love your sexy, talented guts. We love traveling with you, and I'm disappointed that we are not going to be playing together in Toronto, but send me an airline ticket to Provincetown so we can get married and live happily ever after.
There you go. That's probably very manageable, actually, on Cape Air or I don't think JetBlue goes there, but we could do maybe Porter Airlines and then Cape Air. We'll get you right to Provincetown, and maybe we'll meet and get hitched and have a little buzzy, fun thing to do for the radio.
Listen, my what's it called? My
penis?
No. Nope.
Boyfriend be pissed?
No. Nope. I'm single, and I just proposed to you. I was on one knee, but my biological clock is ticking, and I want to have a baby.
Uh-oh, we should have talked about that before the proposal.
Hey, it's too late now, bitch. We're together.
Okay. He's marrying everyone now.
Love your sexy guts.
Bitch.
Love you back.
Bye, baby. Cheers. Later.